A Tricky Kid Media original presentation distributed by iHeartRadio. Hey, all you fans, marks, smarks, jobbers, cheerers, and jeerers. Get ready for an exciting bout of no holds barred fun. I'm Dana French, and this is Wrestling. Welcome to an exciting addition to the Tricky Kid Radio Podcast Network, where we take on all corners in the world of professional wrestling. We will be talking with legends from the past, the best talent of today, and rising stars of the future. Don't miss weekly post-show analysis, guest commentary, and live remotes from the matches with your host, a veteran of calling the action ringside, Roy Turner.
On.
What's up? It's everyone's favorite wrestler, the Glamour, Mariah May, and you're listening to This Is Wrestling with Roy Turner.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to my favorite event of the year. I know WrestleMania is the big one, but man, who doesn't love the Royal Rumble? Of course, you know, WrestleMania being the Super Bowl, but I think if people were to pick their favorites, because this feels more like an all-star game, right? You know, if we're making a sports comparison, and it's, as they say, the first stop on the road to WrestleMania. We have broken it down into two parts. So if you missed our live watch-along, we had so much fun yesterday doing it. Shout out to my co-host C-Mac, Chris McDonald, for coming on and coming over, and my little boy Miles, who loves to do the countdown, and he jumps right in, and he predicted the winner, which was not his favorite. His favorite is, well, I don't want to give anything away yet, if you haven't. I mean, I'm sure if you're listening to this, you probably have seen. I mean, if somebody out there is depending on me to tell them the results of the Rumble, I'm very, very grateful for that. So I don't want to piss on that. But anyway, so this is a slightly edited replay, because since we did it live, you know, there's really not a lot to cut out. And so, like, you know, the Rumble's about an hour and change, and so was this episode. So I just wanted to come on and let you know what you were in for. So this is a live response. And then, of course, it'd be better, of course, you know, you want to see it. But there's some exclusive stuff here that you won't see once we get to a place where we actually, you know, put the camera of us, you know, in like in a smart window up against the actual Rumble, so you can match what we're saying with what you're seeing. But I think it'll be fun just the same. If you're in your car and you want to relive the Rumble, this is your chance. So there's going to be two episodes this week. Again, one for the men. I'm sorry, one for the women's, and one for the men's. Of course, this one's going to be for the women's. We're going in chronological order. And this was a great one. I love the Rumble. Chris and I have hosted it the last few years, actually in public, at the big chain Dave and Buster's. And I got to say, as much fun as we've had doing that there, the actual Rumbles themselves have not really been altogether memorable, unfortunately. I feel like that this one was definitely something that people will be talking about. So without any further ado, here it is, the 2024 Women's Royal Rumble live watch along with your boy Roy Turner and my co-host Chris McDonald, my man C-Mac. Stick around. We got tickets to give away to TSW next month here in Dallas, Texas. TSW Wrestling, Texas Style Wrestling. Check that out. Go to TSWplus.com right now. You can see some great episodes with yours truly calling the action. And let's do this.
We're 5 minutes away from the Rumble, our favorite wrestling day of the year. I'm going to put my mic on.
We're trying to will Alexa Bliss's inclusion into the Rumble. We're trying to will into existence. Also will AJ Lee's participation, but we're going to have fun no matter who is in the Rumble. We have our predictions, and I'm thank you for joining us. We're going to have a great time tonight. This is my favorite event of the year.
This is your predictions. All right, here are mine. Okay. So these are the categories I had. Okay. I had who are the first two, the longest time, most, who's the first eliminated, who has the most eliminations.
Right. Okay. I haven't included those yet. Okay.
Final four and winner.
Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Yes.
I thank all y'all for watching. My man Chris McDonald here, our special co-host. And then she's on top of that.
Oh, we got that one wrong.
Apparently so. Okay.
I keep forgetting she exists.
That's why I... That's why she might not even be on my list. Because
oh, she's number 18.
Okay. Scratch her out. Yeah, I know. It sounds awful, but I just... I'm sure she's a nice girl. She's given a lot to wrestling and she's done for that family, but I don't care, nor am I ever going to care. By the way, speaking about, back to your religion about the logo, so you know I'm a massive Phillies fan.
Yeah.
So a few days, about 5 days before, is opening day. I turned 50 in March.
Oh my God.
So my gift to myself not only is
WrestleMania,
is but I'm gonna be at the Phillies opening day for the first time in my life. Like there. You know what I mean? You like them apples.
That's great.
Happy Royal Rumble Saturday, my friend. Okay, so I've got there goes my it still could be Asuka.
Yeah, I guess you could still get either Becky or Asuka. Mine I had
who do you have first?
I had Shotzi. I had Shotzi and Naomi second.
Okay, I forgot about Shotzi.
Naomi's got the entrance.
Yeah.
You know, the black, all dark with the glow.
Right, right. So,
but she wants to get away from that. I like her doing the funk attack.
Here we go. Who is it? Is her? It is Naomi. It is Naomi.
Did I not call it? Have I been watching wrestling my entire life? Dude, I told you!
You just totally called it.
Man!
Dusty, Naomi's back. Feel the glow.
Didn't I not say they gotta give her the full entrance? That's her thing. And she's got a great entrance.
Because, so as when you're smart, because she couldn't come in anything but two, because they couldn't give her the entrance.
No!
Welcome back. And they're in Florida, right, where she's from, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
You know, when last time WrestleMania was in Florida, she won the title.
I was there. Yeah.
So they'll be their hometown people.
With one in Tampa?
Some love. Orlando. Oh, wait. So not Tampa, but the one in Orlando, she won the SmackDown title.
Yeah, she's from Orlando, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
She's from Florida.
Okay. We're only on number two. And we already have a major, I mean, this was kind of, I mean, like,
it's not unexpected.
It's a surprise, and it's awesome, and I'm so happy it's here, but it's not like the total, like, holy effing S. Didn't cuss you, I'm talking about cussing for the kids, but, in front of holy effing S, it would be like if a Sasha or an AJ or somebody like that, or an Alexa. Who I think Alexa lives up the road here, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Oh, look at her. Oh, what a moment. What a moment.
She's great.
What a moment. Oh, the crowd is white hot.
That's the other thing. Get them going early.
Totally.
Pop the crowd right away.
Totally. And then they shook hands. What a great moment. Justin, you see this? Hey, Mazzy, you can get ready to count a little bit, okay? So, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. The Rock versus Hulk Hogan WrestleMania 18 is like probably my favorite WrestleMania moment besides Hulk and Andre.
Mm-hmm.
But what also made that is that crowd is the most white hot crowd in history, right? So the crowd can always make or break it for you. You want the crowd to be just, the crowd has to support. It's like, remember when they did that thing that Forbidden Northern with Mickey? And there was a moment where suddenly it was just Trish and Mickey in the ring. And the crowd just realized it, the way they came alive to it. That's everything we love about wrestling. That's the magic of wrestling, you know?
It's unfortunate truth of a Royal Rumble match is the more crowded the ring becomes, the more hazardous the situation is, the higher the risk is of being eliminated by somebody bigger.
This is my favorite wrestling. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. He looks kind of... One. Is it Kyrie?
They got Naomi.
Oh, it's Bailey.
Yeah.
So now she's returning. I didn't have her coming in until much later because you know how that special slot, what's the magic number at 27?
Yeah.
You know how more people have won at 27? So I had her
coming in at 27. So she is probably going to be the one that's going to be there for the longest. I've got Naomi as the longest. So it's either going to be her or Bayley.
I think, well, I'm thinking she's in here early. So I think she's going to last a while. Bayley. Because I'm thinking phase turn for Bayley. Feeling damage control is going to turn on Bayley.
Oh.
Think face.
How about that? You see that? Well, you can come over here. You want to come over here and watch with us? Come on over.
Come watch some wrestling.
We'd love you. Come on. You're a part of this.
Well, I got him all set right here. What's it? Come on over, buddy.
And what's cool is that we're streaming on YouTube right now instead of, so we have to worry about any copy, you know what I mean? Like, is that was,
okay.
Whenever I did this, whenever we were at Dave and Buster's, I got a strike. And
really? Yeah, why?
Because we were streaming a live copyrighted material. I should have known better. I mean, like, it was, but I just thought if I didn't, Linda didn't point the camera, you know,
look, can you guys see Miles? Look, there's Miles. Miles, look in the camera. Can you see? Say hi. Look at all your fans.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Muzzy, who's it going to be?
Damage control. Candice LeRae.
Oh, I didn't have her at all. I forgot all about her. Bayley? Okay.
Who's a great veteran?
So I remember she wrestled with her husband Johnny Gargano. I think they were mm-hmm. taking time. Do you remember the old PW whatever show?
PWG.
Yeah.
Oh.
In Arlington.
Oh no.
It was like this little not that freaking Knights of Columbus bingo hall. It's a crap place, but literally in that same parking lot there was this big warehouse that, what was the local promotion, PW something or another, I forget what they were called. And anyway, I went in, they had a big show, 500 people came out, and Candice LeRae and me and some friends started going, I want candy, and she found us after the show and shit. It was really cool. Like, she's really cool. Go. No eliminations yet. And I like that. I like a full ring.
Oh yeah, that's the best.
So in the.
But I like the full ring when everybody's doing something.
Yeah. I don't want people just like
chilling. You know,
yeah.
Like now.
Yeah, we're all just selling.
It's only been 3 minutes, and everyone's already tired.
Well, I think what it is, I think it, you know, now that I work out matches for TSW, which we have a pair of tickets to give away to, by the way. There's a thing that I wasn't aware of called
Shine. Okay, I like this.
There's a thing during a match called Shine.
Yeah.
And I didn't, mm-hmm. so that's what they did. 8, 7, 6, count one was it on? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, who's gonna be?
Rhonda.
Oh, no, you better not be. What is that? What?
Oh, NXT champion?
Yeah. Who is that? Oh, Jordan Grace.
Cops are here? Is her gimmick? Big boss woman?
Yeah, right. Somebody's about to start some hard times. So, you know, she's wrestled for a few of our shows, you know. I've called her a few
her?
Matches. Yeah.
CSW?
She was in when I called those matches for Jerry Bostick, for what was called World, what the hell was it? He called it IWE. It was IE something, and then he changed it to World Class Revolution.
Okay,
so I don't have Jordan Grace either. That's two in a row. Now, I want to see if
wait a minute. Is she the TNA champion? Women's champion?
I have not watched TNA in forever.
They're just saying that.
Oh, yeah, because that's why they're hugging, because she came from TNA. The forbidden door has just flung wide open.
WWE's forbidden door.
And so Jordan Grace. So speaking of TSW, you know that...
Oh!
Oh, wow.
What was that?
So one of our people that and it was like kind of part of our champion, our female tag team champion, Maddie Rinkowski. She got signed. She's on NXT now. Did you know that?
For TSW?
She was it was a tag team called Bougie Reality.
Uh-huh.
Maddie Rinkowski and Lachey Chanel, and Maddie is now in NXT.
It's awesome.
Yeah. How cool is that, right?
I think it's only a matter of time before we're seeing Jade Cargill.
Well, I've got her at the end. 2-1-1.
Well, this is with Jade Cargill. You got to fill up the ring and her clean house.
Yeah, right.
Right? So you're getting a lot of...
In good, Hartwell.
Yeah.
I've got her, yes. Oh, is that one of your favorites? Okay. I guess I don't know what I'm talking about because that's four in a row. I don't even have a wig. It's like four in a row. And I like her. She's awesome. She's tall. I've never gotten along well with Australian women for some reason, but. Well, there you have your chicken nuggets. A little fries. Oh. What do we? Do we have shots lined up for surprises?
I'm thinking this is before the men's Rumble match.
Say hello to Chris. Say hi to Chris. Say hi. He's just getting sick. He's out of school. He's okay. Yeah. He's not contagious or anything. But his smile is contagious, aren't you, Miles? I love you so much, Miles. I'm glad you're here. Okay. All right, I'm glad you're here.
Where is
eight.
Naomi?
She's selling. No one's eliminated yet.
Outside the ring?
Yeah, where is she? What is this? And now it's Asuka. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Yeah. Okay, Jossie, Asuka's on. Jossie loves Asuka. Of course, she wants to
Asuka's the best.
Support her fellow Asian. Double missile drop kick from Asuka.
Isn't Asuka like 40?
I think she's close to 40.
It's amazing.
But you know what's funny? You know what it was? Dakota Kai is like 35. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
She looks 25.
And they move great.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't get over the reason why I don't have Lita on my list is because I just couldn't believe how awful she looked at WrestleMania.
Oh, she looked terrible.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
I felt so bad, but I love her.
Even in like a six-man tag, where the idea is like, hide.
Yeah, it was like, that's a wrap. See, there's Naomi suddenly out of nowhere.
Raston. Hopefully she didn't get hurt.
Yeah, but I love it. I love a full ring.
Yes, because you could watch... You can choose who you want to watch, right?
Yeah.
It's what makes the Rumble great.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like...
And the near elimination.
Right. I'm watching...
Remember that one year where people just came down on the ring?
Oh, and he's gone. Oh, maybe not.
No. See, here's also the thing about the Rumble. It gives you a chance to shine. And you always pick one or two people. You mentioned Katana Chance earlier, like who she is. Okay, she's the one in Naomi's absence that does the Kofi spot.
Ah, there goes Indy. Indy, first one eliminated. Neither of us had that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Although, I am winning 1-0 as far as predictions go.
Yes. Four. So, Mazi's favorite thing to say when someone gets eliminated is, Mazi, you keep falling off and you're going to knock this drink over and knock it all over everybody. Be careful.
Who is Ivy Nile?
She has like her head shaved on the side. I don't. Do you realize I haven't had anybody in the last? Muzzy, who is it? Okay. Right. So check this out. Okay, watch this. Watch this. This is funny. Okay. So Katana, in Naomi's absence, who does the Kofi spot for the females' Rumble?
Yeah.
You know where she's able to do a lot of, you know. Because she's, I mean, she's like a gymnast. You know what I mean? Muzzy, who? Muzzy.
Oh, man.
So when somebody gets eliminated, Miles' favorite thing to do is to say, bye-bye. Ten fingers. Do you realize that besides Asuka?
I don't know who this Ivy Nile is, but this is rough.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little rough. Well, she just got called up from NXT. And she's part of... See, I haven't watched Raw and SmackDown either.
Yeah.
She's part of, like, a faction.
I just watched the main show. The pay-per-views.
Right, yeah. Because all those, all Raw and SmackDown are commercials for pay-per-views.
But now that Raw's about to be on Netflix, I'll watch it. I might be watching it.
Oh, you want some? You want some?
Maybe number nine.
Oh. Yeah, here she is. There's Katana right there. See?
Ah, she. Okay.
I know. Okay, hang on. Jossie, are the ones for him in this plate over here, or are they somewhere else? First of all, she's my absolute total physical type, and she's good. There you go, Muzzy. You love it? You can have nuggets with us? They're so tasty. So tasty. Look at this. No, these are real good. It's really good. You want to dip it in ranch? Dip? No, those are really good. I think that's what we're talking about. There you go.
I embrace two powerhouses, power kegs. I'm a real estate to work with inside the ring and getting pro in a hurry. Double vertical suplex here.
Jade Cargill's got to be coming out soon. There's got to be someone that clears the ring.
Right. Okay. But before that happens, that person is going to be Mandy Rose. And that's what we shoot.
Oh yeah, we're gonna, there might be room for another surprise. Although, they've already had two.
If we're gonna have fantasy booking, let's have fantasy booking, right? I mean, yeah. I've even got...
We got Mandy, we got, what's her name?
Alexa
Bliss.
Don't ever say what's her name before you say Alexa Bliss. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Who's gonna be buzzing?
Oh! Okay.
Okay, what number was that?
10.
10, okay. I had her coming in 13.
We needed somebody to clear the ring, and I guess it's going to be Bianca.
Okay, so we got Katana is in there. Naomi.
Shit. Sorry, shoots.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't listen to me.
So, the main event when I was there in Tampa, this is during the pandemic, keep in mind.
All right, Bianca and Sasha.
Yeah, I was there.
Incredible. You and I were side by side for Bianca versus Becky.
Yeah.
Which was, I thought, a great, great match.
Yeah, historic. And you and I were, except for Roman and Brock, right here in Dallas. You and I were right.
We were down up front.
Right up front. Keep in mind, last time you came over and sat over there and we did the podcast, you sat in the seat that I sat in at WrestleMania. Remember how I got a second chair and I gave it to you later?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so
they're not, this is only one elimination.
I love that. In the first 10, there's been one elimination. So the surprises so far have been
Jordana Grace and Naomi.
The open door and Naomi, and I guess the return of Bayley, which, I mean, everybody predicted it. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Was it me, Mazi? That was awesome.
Oh, Kyrie.
There's Kyrie. Oh, I love her so much. I'm so glad that she's back. I had her coming in 3.
Is that the number 11?
Number 11.
She's great. Her?
Yes. Like, dude, I have to fan my face. I'm sorry. I literally have to fan my face.
All right, we got 3 members of Damage Control.
Right, okay. And remember, Dakota has been out with an injury, so this would be the perfect time for her. Already, my girl with the, walks in off the top rope. I love, oh, and then
Spear?
Yes. There's nothing she can't do. And you have to admit, her insane elbow is one of the greatest things you've ever seen.
It's fantastic.
It's one of those things that's such a work of art. Every time you see it, you're like, golly, that's incredible. Like everything that we love about wrestling, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, one thing I also love about the Rumble is they also infuse a bit of humor. You know? So we need a little bit of that. That'll probably will come with Chelsea.
By the men's.
Yeah. Or when Chelsea comes out, probably. Kyrie has never looked better, dude. When she came back, I love
it. Was that SummerSlam, right? When you and I were there?
Yes.
We're not there, but doing the Dave and Buster's party.
Yeah. Ozzy, he's thirsty. You got everything you need, man? You need a drink or anything?
I'll take water.
Okay, good. I'll get it for you. And then also.
And a napkin.
Yes. Dusty, can I ask of you something when you get a second? Could I ask a favor of you? A bottle of water for Chris and a napkin and a few napkins. Thank you.
Please, thank you. I'm still waiting. I'm still.
Waiting. I mean, which one do you want? I don't want the last one. You want that one?
Yeah, you can take it. I like them all evenly. Candice LeRae is gone. LeRae is gone.
Ow! Oh.
I'm so sorry.
You said we needed some comedy? That was some comedy.
At my expense, of course.
It goes to your mama. Can you get it to your mom? No? Yeah. Maybe. Who?
No. Somebody else I didn't have. Number 2.
Tegan Knox.
No, AJ Lee is the girl with the shiniest wizard. You know that scene in Planes, Trains, Automobiles when he gets like his nuts crushed?
Thank you.
She just handed me the roll in the metal container.
I'm glad it was on camera.
Just hit me right in the freaking nuts. Thank you, dear. But like Chris said, we needed some comic relief, and I just didn't know it was gonna come. She's good, man.
Good gosh.
Also, openly, she's like Sonya Deville. She's openly lesbian.
You're not.
Yeah.
Good lord.
Yeah. Can you believe this?
You know, I'm impressed by Jordana Grace. I've never heard of her, but she's looking great.
She, like I said, I've called a couple of her matches before when she was on the indies.
And she's got a... Oh, yeah! Goodbye, Natalia!
Okay. We should have had the
first. Oh, goodbye, Tegan.
Okay, so we should have the first. Also, should have had. What is the first betrayal? Right, that was the first betrayal. Mostly say bye bye and bye bye. 2, 1. We're on Titan time now.
Yeah, like, let's get this going.
Yeah.
And this is number 13.
So that's Katana Chance.
This is Kaden Carter. Who's that?
I had her at 29.
Who is she?
She's the girl I'm talking about from American Gladiators tag team.
Oh, okay, NXT. Okay.
Now, I do watch NXT. I do watch her rookie program because they don't necessarily have. You know, they're not. See, look at that. Incredible. And that girl, the little one, she was Ricochet's boyfriend. But now Ricochet is engaged to Samantha Irvin. I don't know why I know all this.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Ricochet and Samantha Irvin?
Yeah. But I'm telling you, like, the first time I heard Samantha Irvin's voice, I was like, I've got to know who this announcer is. I mean, obviously, that's what I do for a living, too. So for me, it's such a... No, way.
Oh, man!
Kyrie with the company spot!
How did she get it out of this?
Because she's incredible. Oh, and there's Asuka to save her! This is what we love about wrestling right here.
No! She couldn't do it! She couldn't do it! Oh, man.
Can you believe this?
Oh!
Asuka, so the Kabuki Warriors are gone.
Wow, by the American Gladiator chicks. Boo!
That was wild, dude. That was wild. Did you get your water?
Yes, thank you. I'm always interested in the accidental eliminations.
Oh, yeah. Because
you know they happen. That very well could have been one.
Yeah. That year that Steve Austin...
That's like, right, he got eliminated by accident. He was supposed to be Final Four.
Was it going to be Ozzy?
What is this?
Chelsea. Stop. So here comes the comic relief right here. Oh, look, I actually got it right. 14, Chelsea Green.
Whoa!
Number 14?
Yeah.
Who is Chelsea Green?
What? You know, she is. She's,
Zach, Iconics?
She's Zach... No, she's Zack Ryder's wife.
Oh.
Remember, she was,
princess?
Yeah. Okay, hang on.
Who was she?
Okay, hang on. First of all, I'm going to say this on camera, but she's, like, the worst person.
Worst person?
Yeah. So she does the Santino Marella spot. She does the humor spot. Last time, she... Remember how... You know that whole thing you see all the time where Santino got eliminated with 1 second?
Yeah.
She did that spot last year. She's like, right now she's working an angle right now where she's like a Karen, where she wants to speak to the manager and all that.
Uh-huh.
That's her
angle. She's an NXT?
So what? Great job, Ozzy. Go put her on the count.
She NXT?
No, she's on the main roster. Her and Piper Niven are the women's tag team champions.
Dang.
But what was her name before she was going by her own name? She was in TNA forever, dude. Like...
I'm liking these two.
Yeah.
Giving shine to these two.
Great job, Buzzy. What, Buzzy, more chicken?
No, oh my gosh.
Oh God.
Oh no.
What a...
Wow.
That was a statement.
Wow. Bianca's great.
Now say bye-bye. Oh, yeah, she's so freaking...
Yeah.
Accident elimination, that could have been one right there. That was taking a chance right there. That would have been Ronda, she would have been on the ground.
One. And this is 14? 15?
15. And that's her tag team partner. Remember, she was like Dewdrop for a while.
Oh, that's right. Man, what? She looks so different now.
And I almost had her at 17. I almost had her. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Oh, see, she saves her.
Yeah.
I think she's a dumper. Yeah. It's every person for themselves. So what's Zack Ryder's real name? Matt something or another?
Matt Cardona.
So yeah, so.
So he and Chelsea Green are married.
Yeah, and they were like a power couple in TNA forever. Oh,
good gosh.
Dude, for a big girl, she can move. She's not like Nia where she just is like.
Just walks around and punches.
Yeah. She actually,
hey, look at this.
Oh, that's new. I've never seen her do that before. And I've got Naomi is the longest, so I'm
oh, you're looking good.
Yeah, looking good.
Who did I have as longest?
Muzzy, which one do you think is going to be the longest? Which one do you think, buddy?
My longest was Becky Lynch.
Who we haven't even seen yet.
Yeah. You're probably going to win that one.
What is interested?
Naomi caught in the air and slammed to the mat.
There we go.
Piper Niven intercepted the disruptive source. Certainly disrupted this entire thing here. Making the round.
Oh. By her own tag team partner. So Chelsea's the kind of, is like the person that you, plays the role that somebody you want to see really get beat up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but unfortunately in real life,
it's the same.
It's the same.
It's too close to.
Yeah, it's a little too close for home there.
All right, it's starting to get a lull here. I think it's about time to start popping the crowd.
Well, yeah. Surprise. It's
about time for a surprise.
This is going to be Liv Morgan. The return of Liv Morgan. Come on, Muzzy.
One. And.
Who's it going to be?
Oh, Zia Lee.
Oh, I love her.
Zia
Lee. I had her at 23.
Okay.
Yeah, but I had her at 23, but she's coming in at 16. Muzzy, do you need. Come up here. You good? Okay, good. Similar to your fans. Yeah, we got 1,600 people watching this right now. That's not making a. What if you got to climb up on me?
Jeez!
Yeah. I love you. Here we go.
Zia Lee, NXT.
No, she's on the main roster, but she's like Dark Match City.
Yeah.
So, like, and I don't know why, she's amazing. I love her.
She's gonna do the whatever.
Yeah. Your predictions here. Let's see here. Let's look at.
What the heck was that?
She might need a little work there. Here we go.
That one?
Yep, look, it's happening right now.
Look at Bianca. Bianca barely
hanging on. I'm trying to look at the.
Everybody's hitting a state of exhaustion, it does feel like.
I'm looking for. So, where's the chat box? Where's the chat box? Four. Here we go.
Four, three, two, one, and.
Zelina Vega, my girl.
Whoa, what is that?
What on freaking earth is this?
This is the number 17.
I had her at 4.
This is the number 17.
She is the greatest thing in the world, dude.
Zelina.
Okay, so you know that she's Malakai Black's wife, who I've got as a surprise in the men's Royal Rumble, by the way.
Whoa.
Okay. Now, she's also a pro cosplayer.
I know that she does a lot of impressions.
Well, so here's the thing. So she's way into the whole, like, manga, however you say it.
Uh-huh.
And so what's pretty cool is that she has a major presence on Twitch. And so I follow her Twitch stream. And
part of the sign.
Yeah, you get a point, right. And her thing, though, too, is that she's like a professional cosplayer. She's very, like how Xavier Woods is. She's very active at all the conventions, and she dresses up as, like, a manga character. So, Dave, what I'm telling you is, what you probably saw her coming out as just now was, like,
some manga
character that you don't know, because I don't
read. Her Twitch streamers are going to love it.
Yeah. There is somebody out there that follows her on Twitch, that reads manga, that knows her interest, that have been following her, building that for 2 months. You know what I'm saying?
Woo!
See, she should be champion, dude. I feel like she's the best in the roster, dude. I really do.
Zelina?
Yes! She, no. Muzzy, quit doing that. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Who's it gonna be? Oh, Maxine Dupri!
All right.
Number 18.
Maxine Dupri.
It's the number 18.
I had her at 9.
I had her as first eliminated.
Oh, no, dude, she's awesome.
It's the number 18.
Great job, Elsie. High five. No, she is awesome, dude.
Maybe we can
do it. Well, I think you're very right. I think you're right. Darling, could I get another dream catcher, please? Say what? Hey, Muzzy, I got 19 people. One more time. Say what? I can't hear you, babe. Yeah, get some food, Muzzy. Okay, here you go. Oh, is that spicy?
We got comedy.
Are we out of mugs?
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh!
Piper Niven is also amazing.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She's not Nia Jax. She's fucking badass.
Great. Oh. She's bumping her ass off for Zelina Vega.
No.
What did you say?
I said she's awesome.
A lot of girls?
Uh-huh. Okay. But you're right, though. We need another surprise. Okay. So Maxine, not familiar. It's part of Chad Gable's kind of...
Right, you know. Yeah. Oh, there goes...
Hayden Carter.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 8, 7, 6,
19.
5,
we're humming along.
4. Sorry, yeah, I know. We
2, 1.
Middle section was a bit. Oh, I...
Nia Jax.
Now the ring will be cleared.
Look who it is.
And I had it on the money. 19, Nia Jax.
Vag!
It's at number 19.
I had it on the money. You did it, Muzzy. Great job. Well, Miles helped me pick them out. So, see, you were so smart, Muzzy.
19.
Good job. Jossie, your son is a genius. He called it right on the money.
The way she walks to the ring.
She's already blown up, dude. She's already.
She's like, I don't give an F. Oh, there goes Zelina.
And, oh, come on. So her first act is she catches the smallest girl in midair and throws her. If they give Xia Li a chance, you're looking at a champion right there if they give her a chance. Bye-bye.
Who is it?
So
Xia Li is gone.
Hang on, so that's one for Nia.
I don't know.
Oh my God!
That's 2.
Bye-bye.
You know, and I also have her as the most. You see?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Yep.
There
you go. But keep in mind, whenever they do that spot, there's never another big girl in the ring.
Yeah.
And so I love it that this is happening. This is what we want.
You want some
here.
Beef?
Yeah.
We got the beef. They always do it with the men.
But also, you also want to see like an incredible, you know.
You want to see her body slam Nia Jax.
But see, that's her tag team partner. Yeah. So right now, that's creating tension between them. You see, that's the spot.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And it's comedy.
Yeah, it's a comedy. Wake up! You're like, well, you did this to me, you know. As much as you can. So he's like, wake up. So she does this whole, like, you know, like, she gets on Adam Pearce's nerves, and she's like, I need to speak to the manager. Zelina looks so good, dude. Oh, they're doing the spot.
They're doing, it's...
That's the comedy spot right there.
Yeah.
That's
whoa!
Hang on.
Oh, gosh.
That's the line of the night right there.
What did you say?
Hang on. I'll take a second. Okay?
She could barely even pick up Piper.
Yeah. Oh, there's Naomi.
Five, four, okay.
Three,
the fact that your time is happening was making a big surprise. This is probably Sasha right here.
Shotzi.
Oh, is Shotzi on the a fellow Filipino, Jossie?
I thought Shot.
Number 20 in the tank.
I like Shotzi.
Hey, look at the paper.
Okay, I did not have her at all. I completely left her out.
I had her at one.
Fun fact. Zelina Vega's real name is Thea Trinidad. Do you ever go to any wrestling shows at this Knights of Columbus in Haltom City?
Yeah.
I saw her wrestle there and called for her matches.
Shotzi?
No, Zelina Vega when she was
Wow.
Like 8 years ago. She's older than you think. She's like 35 too. Oh, Shotzi.
Shotzi's great.
Yeah, but they should keep calling her Shotzi Blackheart. Blackheart sounds so much better.
It is a lot better. Who's this?
That's Maxine Dupree.
See? Reversed. Warm. Oh, she's doing Otis's spot.
Right. Yeah.
Is that Scooby-Doo?
Is that Scooby-Doo, right? Is that
Scooby-Doo? Everyone's shooshing. Oh, they're ganging up on Nia.
Here we go. Muzzy, let's get her tossed out. Can you come over here? Okay. Oh, who just mowed him down like a bowling ball.
This is when it's got to be either Becky or Jade.
Or Jade. Yeah, you're right.
Like, who's going to knock out Nia? Becky? Jade?
Because her and Becky have that feud.
Or Liv Morgan. Liv comes out and eliminates Nia.
There went Dupree. So who eliminated her? Was it Nia?
Oh, no. Bailey. Ah, Piper's gone.
Oh. That could create a feud right there.
I will say, Nia is a great heel. She's so obnoxious. She knows how to milk it.
She's a natural. Davian Goliath. Like a lawn dart.
Here's this
Here
one.
Here comes a lawn dart. That's Katana Chance. That's four.
Okay, maybe
it looks
don't.
Like a record, 95, 10, 9. This is going to be Becky or Jade. You're right.
Or Liv.
Four, three.
Or Alexa, right? A little
right.
History. Ah, here we go,
you
Becky.
Got it. You got
yeah.
it.
It's big time back. Here we go.
Miles loves Becky.
I love Becky, too. She's great.
And then number 21.
It's a girl, Isaac.
Lucky 21.
You see Miles' face? And then that's his favorite wrestler.
Yeah.
So that makes sense because of that whole like real life kind of thing where she busts her in the face.
1 to 30?
Yeah.
They've been feuding.
1 to 30?
Yeah. Yeah, by well, number 21. So Raquel Rodriguez has got to be next.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about her.
Jossie, you talking about making food. Are you making food for him? Or I'm trying to get him to eat this. Why don't you eat this?
But I can't.
And you can't? Can you help him eat that? No, it's not. Is there any of that Totino salt? That Totino's
left? Around the world.
Around the world.
Around the world.
Around the world.
Chelsea Green is still in.
That's what you're going to say. We need an update on who's going to be the longest.
Right now, Naomi. She's number two. Naomi is definitely the longest.
Pizza? Pizza? You want some? You want a piece of pizza?
I'm good right now.
Sure.
Okay.
No, you want it? Are you eating it? Oh, there she goes.
Jade might be 30.
Shayna or Raquel? It's got to be.
Look, check out who it is. Look.
Oh, it's
Alba Fire.
Alba
Who is this? Who is Alba Fire? Who are these people?
NXT.
Yeah.
Also,
a great
British and gay.
We can take the
poster.
There's
been speculation that
you see the bankers. Oh, do you see the bankers? No, I'm
going to. Oh, okay. Nobody's attempted to cast a spell in the world. Yeah, who's going to talk about it?
What is this? Dangerous.
And unnecessary. See, I got Naomi going along at 40.
You've definitely won that one.
Well, I don't know. If Bailey,
all right, you're right.
No, but Bailey, I got Bailey at the end. I got Bailey at the end, though. So, they, you know, so we'll see.
My final four is Jade, Becky, Bianca, and Nia.
I got AJ, Sasha, Bailey, and Bianca.
So you and I, the only ones we have in common is Bianca.
Yeah. So, okay, here's what I'm saying. The first 10 was awesome. The second 10 was a little slow.
Now you end on a high note.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, here we go.
It's just like a set of music. You don't remember how you start and how you finish.
That's right.
What happens in the middle, who gives?
Well, I mean, or like a three-act play, though. I mean, it's like they have,
yeah.
What was it, Olivia?
I want that.
Eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
And number 23.
Who is it? Oh, it's Danzig.
I missed her by one. I hit 22.
I'm so close.
Number 23.
Well, who is it? So she could give Nia
a great
job. She could give Nia a run for most, right?
Eliminations.
Yeah. But you see what I'm saying?
Dude, like if we had, but most need to skip to the ring. There you go.
And now come this way. Yeah. I'm so glad Zina's still in it. Hey, look. If we were at that next golf place, we'd be spending $20 drinks, and that man would be what we want. Rules, man. You know?
This is good.
I love Miles. Oh!
What happened?
See, I'm liking that. I'm liking the, you know, but I feel like it's kind of overrun with a bunch of. They've watered it down with too much NXT alumni. Do you agree so far?
In this Rumble?
Yeah.
Because you need a lot of people to get eliminated.
Yeah. But have you noticed there's been no legacy acts? There's been no Trish.
Yeah, I was thinking you might be seeing Trish. Alexa. No Lita.
But I'm talking about like legacy. Kelly or or Trish Redis. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Who's it gonna be? It's gonna be Raquel. It's gonna be Raquel.
What's that?
Valhalla. Sarah Logan. And what's so weird about her doing all that kind of thing? She's like, I didn't have her. I forgot all about her. Who is she? Okay, she is.
Wait a second. Our Truth
in the Women's Rumble. Hey,
what?
They've
got Rumble Beef.
Yeah.
Rumble Beef.
Rumble Beef. It's a real thing. Rumble Beef.
I need to.
He knows where are the guys.
He went in.
And Adam had to come out and get him. So, okay, you remember Ruby Soho?
Yeah.
And Liv Morgan and that third girl, Sarah Logan?
Oh, that's right.
Sarah Logan. Now, she is up there, maybe fastest elimination, and that's 5 for Nia.
We should have done a shortest time in.
She came out and, we should have done the shortest run. That's got to be it. I did a good job, Ozzy. So that's 5 for Nia. Okay. All right. Now.
Man, Nia. Oof.
Here's the thing, though, too. Sarah Logan, with all that shit, she's really good looking. Really talented. And she's married to, the Viking Raiders?
Yeah.
So you remember, one of the guys who's wrestling, he's from Dallas.
Right.
His name was Raymond Death Row.
Yeah.
And he's actually somebody I know real well.
He married Sarah Logan?
Married to her. And I've called 100 of his matches. Like, oh, Mitchin. Oh, God.
Who's this?
Mia Yim.
Oh.
Fuzzy, you called it. Jocelyn, your son's a genius. He called it again. I didn't have her either. I can't stand her.
Who do you have at the most eliminations? Naya?
Naya at 5, yeah.
You're going to win this one, too.
Whatever, Buzzy. You called it. Perfect. Good job. You want to eat some more nuggets? It's really good. It's not spicy. That was ugly.
A lot of these are rough.
Yeah, that was ugly.
A lot of these are rough.
You can make some food. Must be hungry. You want mommy make some food. I don't mean to keep saying like, oh, I've called their match. I'm not trying to like, this isn't like a flex or anything. I'm just saying that.
Give
me some history.
Who you're familiar with?
So again, when I was working for Jerry Bostick up in Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
During WrestleMania weekend, I guess it was WrestleMania 32, not the one that you and I went to, but way before.
Okay.
There's a place called Eddie Dean's right there in downtown.
Yeah.
And I called one of the meet.
Oh, who's that?
Who eliminated her?
Naomi.
And that's 3 for Naomi, which is only 2 shy of Nia.
Man.
So, anyway, she was difficult to lose.
Who was?
The Mia Yim Mitchin.
Oh, really?
But she's married to Keith Lee. Keith, the big
guy. A lot of incestuous relationships in wrestling.
Well, yeah, who else do you see? You're on the road every day of the year.
Right.
Who's going to be wealthy? Hey, here we go.
Who's this?
I have no idea. More. I have no idea. And I have. But Muzzy, you called it. Dustin, another win for Miles. So yeah, they've watered this down with all that.
NXT.
I think she's on the main roster. She's like. Okay, so Shayna turned on Ronda. Because Ronda sucks so bad. On her exit. And I think that she was also a UFO. Remember how like, you'd see Ronda hanging out with like, those 3 girls that were like legitimate UFC girls?
She's one of them?
I think she's one of them.
Okay.
Zelina is doing so great, dude. I love Miles. Pop Rocks.
Oh,
no, this is the end. See how they're like a team?
Yeah.
No. Not Zelina.
No.
Oh, she broke it. Yeah, eliminate her. Eliminate her, Zelina. I'm telling you, she's the best on the roster. I love her so much. She's like the female Rey Mysterio. She can do it all. She'll make.
Oh,
God. I am disgusted.
That might be the elimination of the night.
Yeah. And she's so small and was so high in the air. She had to have somebody catch her. See how they had her kind of catch her? Yeah,
that's a hard fall.
Yeah.
And I'm not 3. Seeing... So far, every elimination has been the same side of the ring. Yeah. I like it when they kind of mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. You're trying to streamline it.
Roxanne?
Is it Arion?
No.
Roxanne Perez at 27?
Who's that?
I had her at 25.
The number 27.
Okay. Number 27. We almost had it, but I was at 25. Okay, I love her. So again, local girl, she wrestled in Houston under Booker T's Reality of Wrestling.
Okay.
She used to wrestle under Roxy. Great job, Rosie. You did it. Rosie, we're going to make some food.
Yep.
I love
yep.
you. Make some food.
Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble, Rosie. Give high five.
Yeah, there we go.
Aren't we glad that Miles is here?
Yeah.
We're so glad that Miles is here. He's made this party. But there's this whole thing of real life. Younger people that are coming to wrestling that grew up like worshiping AJ Lee.
She's one of them.
So she's like one of those people that's like, they didn't want, grow up watching the bait.
Put
the
sign, yeah!
No. So instead of like worshiping like the Bellas, they worship AJ.
Yeah.
Cora Jade is one. So that's why I had this whole thing of Cora, Roxanne, and AJ at the end.
Yeah.
But she's awesome. She's really good. She's the current NXT Women's Champion.
Is Tiffany Stratton going to be on this in this Rumble?
I've got her. I had her at number 11.
She was great. She had this awesome match with Becky.
And she took the Mandy spot.
And I haven't seen her since. Whoa! Nia eliminated Shayna.
That creates a feud right there.
Good Nia, another one. All right, Nia's most eliminations. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, she's got clean. We're on Titan time now. This has ramifications that will create storyline all the way up to WrestleMania.
Oh no, Shotzi.
Oh, here comes. I'm letting her. Must say, bye-bye. Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, you got most eliminations.
I also have the longest, too.
And you're. Unless.
Six.
Well, five. Unless Naomi gets eliminated and then Bayley sticks around a little bit longer.
That's true. One.
Jade.
It is.
It's Jade.
She's finally here. Everybody that's watching at home, say hello.
Whoa!
Makes her much.
28.
Great job. Here it is. Muzzy, you come for a second, okay? Muzzy. All right. If people watching, just pick up. Ladies and gentlemen, Jade Cargill has made her WWE debut. Coming in at number, Mozzie? Number 28. Not the lucky number 27, but number 28. And who does she have to face? Nia Jax. Yeah. This is why we love wrestling. Okay, Mozzie, go crazy.
Like the robot.
That's right, great job. See, like I just needed to be able to say that for the audience, okay? You know, good job, Muzzy.
No.
Oh, it's on. Muzzy, it's on.
No.
Nia eliminates her right away.
Nope, no way. She's going to be there at the end.
Whoa!
She's going to be the one she has to show up and show out, man. She'll be the one to eliminate Nia Jax.
I didn't know what you're doing.
So you're doing good, Muzzy. You're doing real good.
No.
She's got to show up. She's got to make a statement.
No,
yeah.
Fantastic.
And walks in. Hang on, be quiet.
I love it.
And Jade Cargill eliminates Nia Jax as Becky looks on and laughs. Is she going to go after Becky?
What? Every woman for herself.
Oh, she's looking at Becky like, what are you laughing at?
Are you not laughing?
Dang.
Bayley's not backing down. So this is like fantasy booking now. When would you see Jade Cargill versus Becky Lynch?
We don't want to get
hurt too soon. Good job.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. We only got two left.
Two more. Well, Raquel Rodriguez even asking for
it. It's
either
got to be Sasha or AJ or Raquel or Dakota or Liv
or Trish.
No, Trish. She's somewhere. Hang on. There she is, Tiffany Stratton.
There we go.
Great job, Muzzy. There we go.
Here is the money.
Muzzy, see.
She's great.
No, she's fantastic, dude. Like,
although, I have a feeling she's lasting less than a minute.
She does her spot so well, though. I don't think so, man. I think she's a champion. They have to let her shine.
Okay. She's not going to be a geek.
No.
Oh yeah!
And comes in and takes out the whole thing. Please. Tiffany time has arrived.
Tiffany time.
not only does she fill that Mandy spot so perfectly, because Mandy left a hole there, right? You know?
Yeah. I heard Becky.
And she stepped in. Well, remember when Becky went down to NXT for a while?
Yes.
To build her, you know. and they train together.
And they're great.
They're great. Perfect chemistry.
Yeah.
And right now there's a feud between Roxanne and her, so that makes sense.
Ooh, good gosh. Alabama Slam.
Alabama Slam, Amazi. Okay, so that means there's not gonna, like, I even had the bunny.
I don't know, that would've been...
Oh, I had some...
Oh surprises. My God!
She's great and fresh.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Eight eliminations. Okay, Naomi has three. She has to get five. Naomi has a clear house to match.
Well,
Naomi.
I have Jade with the most limbs. So Jade's got to eliminate everybody for me to win that one.
Well, she's only got one right now. She
yeah.
Needs...
But Jade is just chilling. She's knocked herself out.
And here's what I love, though. I love the Rumble, how it exhausts you. Like, I know I'm exhausted. I love that. I love that exhaust feeling. It's my favorite day of wrestling. And the fact that we get to do two of them, we get to do this again in an hour, you know?
No.
Here we go. Number 30.
Is it AJ?
Is it going to be AJ?
Is it Sasha? Is it Raquel Rodriguez?
It's going to be somebody. Come on. And Liv Morgan.
Oh!
Liv comes back. Welcome back, Liv Morgan.
It's the number 30.
Wow.
And last but not least, our girl, Liv Morgan.
It's the number 30.
Okay, so to recap for a second, so you guys can see this. No Arion, I mean, no Funkadactyl reunion. I had the Bunny, Ali Wrestling from AEW. I had Carmella, Corey Graves' wife, coming back after. I had Alexa Bliss, of course, coming back from paternity leave. So what happened to Raquel Rodriguez? She hurt or something? And I thought Dakota Kai was going to be ready to come back. And then I had Sasha Banks. Hang on. And I had Sasha Banks.
And AJ.
And AJ Lee.
AJ?
Yeah.
It's good to have somebody at 30 that's going to, you know, pop the crowd.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's supposed to be. High five, Mozzie. Great job. Okay. So you can see I was a little.
Oh, there goes.
There's one for Liv.
Which one is that?
The other gay girl. Amen.
Oh, no.
Oh, and Tiffany. Okay, here we go.
We got Jade and Naomi.
Great job, Monty. You're doing so good.
Woo!
Oh!
Tiffany with an elimination.
I don't know. That's two for her. Here we go. Io Sky. I love her. She's the best. I love Io Shirai.
We got Rhea.
Who are you going to pick?
Are we down to how many? Seven? You know, my final four is not still in there because Nia got eliminated. Okay. Who are your final four?
AJ and Sasha, who never showed up. But I do have Bayley and Bianca.
My final four, I still have Jade, Becky, and Bianca.
Okay.
So I'm thinking it's going to be Jade, Becky, Bianca, and...
So now that I have to readjust, I've only got...
Oh, look at this! Oh, my gosh!
That is a moment. That right there is a Royal Rumble moment right there.
Oh, yeah!
Stare down between Bianca and Jade Cargill. And to show their mettle, they had a test of strength with somebody each on top of their heads.
Stare down didn't last long.
So Jade, Bayley, Bianca, and Naomi.
You're switching your pick?
Well, I don't have AJ and Sasha, so I got to do something. There's still seven in the ring, so I'm not cheating. So.
Okay.
So Jade, Naomi, Bayley, and Bianca. I already had half anyway. So you get to do the same before we get down to
I'm not going to cheat. I'm fine with mine.
I'm not cheating.
I have my original four. I'm sticking with the original four. Even though I'm wrong.
Well, no, you should modify before we get down to four. You should modify your four.
When it's only seven?
Yeah. cheating. I mean, okay.
I'm liking this Jade and Naomi.
Okay. Woo! Bro, she was staring down Bianca with people over each of their heads.
Not just people, Becky.
A stare down while they had a wrestler over their heads. Hey, you must be the best. Muzzy, are you my best friend? Am I your best friend?
Yeah.
I'm so glad you're here, Muzzy. You've made this so much fun tonight. Oh!
Oh, no, Becky!
So, Jade only has one elimination, by the way. Here we go.
Oh, no! Becky's got a head! Whoa! Naomi and Becky are out!
So,
my winner is Becky. Who's your winner?
Okay, so Bailey, hang on. So Bailey is about to maybe usurp her for the longest time.
Woo!
Oh my God, hang on, Buzzy.
No, tippy time!
No.
Oh, Tiffany's gone. Oh my gosh!
You have to use what you have. What a spot.
Oh my gosh!
And they both went.
Boom!
They both
went.
Bailey's gonna win. Bailey's the winner.
Bianca and Tiffy are gone. Final three.
We are down to three.
Did you have Bailey?
Bailey
did.
And Bianca.
Well, Bianca's gone.
Yeah.
The only ones I have original is...
I had Sasha coming
in. Is Jade.
Okay. So
Jade's gonna win this
Jade's
thing.
Jade's the winner. Jade's the winner. Because why?
Or Liv? Miles, who's winning?
You don't tell me what a shush. Come on. Wait, who's winning?
Okay.
Who's winning?
Honest. Jade.
Yeah. You. Why? But Liv Morgan has. But wait. Here's what's so great. Here's where, for the first time, it isn't obvious. It's not obvious. You understand? At this point, it's just the obvious. Bailey has to finish her story. Never headline of WrestleMania. Liv, finish her story. Why would you bring back Jade Cargill if you weren't going to have her win? You know what I mean? Oh, so who's going to win? She looks great, dude.
Who? They all do.
I know. No, Liv looks fantastic. Jade's winning. Yeah, Liv is...
God, this is wild.
Because, my goodness. It's still anyone's victory. At this point, it's normally obvious. It is not obvious. It is anybody's rumble right now.
This is great.
This is wild.
This is a pulse-pounding finish.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they did this right.
Oh! Oh my gosh!
Bailey's the winner!
I love it!
Can you believe it?
Oh my God!
High five!
Whoa!
Milesy called it!
Unbelievable, I love it!
You are a genius! He called it. Fair and square. What?
All right. It's got to be Bailey versus Io Sky at Mania.
Right. That last 30 seconds might be the best 30 seconds.
Yes, that was incredible.
In all of women's.
All right. Well, that's one rumble down. I got to tell you. So not a lot of huge surprises. I would say that the surprises that we did see being Naomi returning and Jade Cargill making her debut were all very much expected, but no less exciting and appreciated. And again, I try not to be, you know, there's so many people out there, and all, no disrespect to anybody, but I've listened to some wrestling podcasts where, you know, they want to book everything and they want to get super serious and uptight and they know more than you and they've got the inside track. And I've even have set in those post-event press conferences that you see on WWE, and some of the people in there just drive me fucking nuts, man, with their bullshit. Anyway, so enough about that, but I just wanted to say, so having said that, I might have you know, been doing some fantasy booking this time. I mean, I didn't really have any investment, and that's the whole point. Like, if I was invested as those people, I would know for a fact that, you know, the bunny Allie wasn't going to make it, because those people seem to know her, you know, her assistant, and they've got access to her daily. But even though we had Allie on the show here, she's great. But you see my point, you know, it's like, you know, well, why were you expecting Carmella? Don't you know that she has a doctor's appointment tomorrow at 4? Like they know that kind of shit. And I don't know it, and I don't want to know it. I just want to enjoy the show. And so anyway, but so yeah, so I know AJ Lee was a far-fetched thing, but you know, wishful thinking. And I didn't know if Alexa Bliss was ready to come back after, you know, having a child, or if she even wants to come back. I mean, she seems pretty happy, pretty content, and what else does she have to prove? Carmella, you know, becoming a parent changes you. You know, you don't want to have to leave that child. I was thinking that, you know, we might see Mandy Rose, but Tiffany Stratton is doing a perfect job of holding that spot down, and you know, it's almost disrespectful to say that now. It's like you know, that's not Mandy Rose's spot. It's now Tiffany Stratton's spot. So, and you know, I thought with Naomi coming back, like, you know, what if Ariane was there and they had some little thing? But that would also kind of take away from, you know, from that. In hindsight, that was kind of silly to think that, but. Anyway, all in all, a very solid Royal Rumble, a solid women's Royal Rumble. Congratulations to Bayley. She is going to WrestleMania, and we would love to see her choose Io Sky as her opponent. So WrestleMania is shaping up, guys. So anyway, we'll see you tomorrow with the men's Royal Rumble, and we will see you then.
Ring the bell. That does it for us this week. We hope you had a slamming good time, and be sure to join us next week for more in-ring action. This has been a presentation of Tricky Kid Media Originals, distributed by iHeartRadio, created and directed by Roy Turner, edited and mastered by Marcus Miller, theme music by The Buckpets, original score by Jocelyn Hunt, artwork by Antora Sandy. Marketing and PR by Francesca Miles. Tricky Kid Radio is hosted by Roy Turner, with introductions by me, Dana French. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us next week.